The combined effects of the terrorist attacks and the recession have hit few places in the country harder economically than Central Florida. As one Orlando official put it, September 11th took a slow decline in business and pushed it off the cliff. The worst of the slide may be over, but the tourist-based economy faces a steep crawl back to full economic health, NPR's David Mulpas reports.
Drops in air travel, fear of a new catastrophe, uncertainty about jobs have made recovery an arduous task for Orlando. The signposts of hardship abound. Orlando's unemployment rate more than doubled over the past year. A January report finds that Orlando has the largest share in the country of hotels with debt trouble. Bill Pieper, who heads up the Visitors and Convention Bureau in Orlando, says convention and trade show bookings are far below normal.
Corporations that have people who have to travel to a convention, instead of sending three or four, maybe sending one or two. People blocking 6,000 rooms, picking up 4,000 rooms, all of those kinds of things are causing a decline in travel across the United States, of which we are right in there with the rest of the pack.
Attendance at theme parks, the engines of tourism here, is still sputtering, and that includes Disney World, the biggest of them all. Abraham Pazam is a hospitality industry expert in Orlando.
They are hurting like anybody else, and it's not just Disney. Universal the same, SeaWorld the same. All of the parks are suffering, no question.
Some of the smaller parks, like Gatorland, a family-run enterprise on the outskirts of Orlando, slashed prices after attendance dropped 50%. The crowds are lining up again to see whole chickens fed to huge crocodiles, but park income is still down.
She's lining up with bread. She might be coming after him wanting to eat him. Now, if she does catch him, whoa.
Oh, hey, okay.
Give it to her.
I'm trying. I don't know. Ah!
So that'll wake you up in the morning.
Oh, boy, will it. Wake up and smell the crocodile.
Ah! Yeah, watch out. She's getting that one, too.
Gatorland has kept afloat in part by its popularity with British tourists. They've continued to fly to Florida in droves, including the Parsons family from Bristol. Their children, with bulging eyes, watched the crocodile show intently.
I love it!
What do you think?
Excellent!
The question is, when will Americans resume flying in large numbers to vacation spots like Orlando? Lately, most have come here by car, mainly just from the southeast. In normal times, half of Orlando's visitors fly in from all over the country. Bill Pieper of the Convention Bureau says local recovery depends on the national economy and how secure people feel everywhere about their jobs.
People want to have fun. They're just not sure they have the money to do it.
To stay on their feet, some in the hotel industry took drastic steps. Harris Rosen, who employs 3,500 people at a Quality Inn and a handful of other Orlando hotels, cut most room prices in half, back to what he was charging 20 years ago. So that's meant a significant drop in revenue. His properties stayed busy enough that he had virtually no layoffs, but everyone continues to take a hit in terms of pay.
Our lower echelon associates who are paid by the hour have lost hours, and our management staff have all voluntarily taken salary cuts.
Rosen himself is taking no salary this year. Most hotels, though, couldn't afford to do what Rosen did. They carry too much debt. At Disney's Magic Kingdom right now, these horse-pulled trolley cars have plenty of vacant seats. But Disney World President Al Weiss says business is starting to pick up, mainly in advanced bookings for this coming summer.
We were, for 6 weeks, 25% off, and it hit us right away. But we've gradually seen a recovery back and back, and hoping to see that continued recovery. We're not all the way back yet. We are seeing some good signs, though.
Disney World did not cut prices or have major layoffs, but did reduce the working hours of thousands of employees. Executives say spreading the pain is the best way to save jobs. But some Disney employees, like Frank Stockton, say they would prefer layoffs based on seniority. We spoke in the parking lot next to the Disney warehouse where Stockton works.
My hours, effective February the 3rd, will be reduced to 32 hours. And that's reducing my take-home pay by 20%.
That's a serious reduction for people making between $20,000 and $30,000 a year, and some say it has caused a plunge in employee morale. Chuck is another longtime Disney warehouse worker who chose not to give his last name.
I see less being done. It's just that everybody's ticked off. It's just that, like I said, it might have quelled it a little bit if management was taking a cut too, but they're not.
Tension is also in the air at Orlando area unemployment offices. Lisa Portelli directs a career center for the five-county region. She says on some days they've had to bring in extra security to keep a lid on client emotions that are frayed by the dried-up job market.
We are having people with master's degrees through executive positions and bachelor's degrees on down to our entry-level worker having a difficult time finding a job right now and frustrated at that and scared.
Another position.
At an unemployment office in Kissimmee, next door to Orlando, computers line the wall. People keep them busy searching for the latest job openings. An insurance salesman who works solely on commission says no one is buying. The same story from a taxi driver and a swimming pool repairman who find fewer people need their services. Waiting patiently in an assistance line that snakes around the vast, drab room is Calypso Ortiz, a hotel desk clerk who's been out of a job for almost 4 months.
After September the 11th, everything just went down the drain.
Do you have a lot of friends in the same boat?
You could say. All of us are here.
Next in line to her is Gabriel Rosario, a carpenter looking for his next job. His wife, Anna Maria, is a hotel maid who is barely working at all these days.
Temp work, sometimes she works probably anywhere around 10 hours, 12 hours a week, that's about it, which you can barely live on $6 an hour. So it makes it hard for everybody.
Some Florida economists predict Orlando's economic recovery may not hit full stride until the second half of next year. The unemployed are hoping they're wrong. David Malpas, NPR News, Orlando.